The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
Back on the ice, kind of frustrating. You have to miss a couple of days.
Yeah, you never want to miss a couple of days, especially at the Sarah camp.
You don't want to miss those hardest days of practice.
What's can you say what happened on Thursday? You kind of had to, you said you weren't feeling well and kind of sent you home. Like, how did you, was it just an illness?
I mean, I'm back now and I can't wait to get going with the group.
Was it something you might have felt before? Just happened that day.
Okay. You felt, you know, it's your second training camp. I know you've had a pretty successful rookie season, but maybe how have you, I know it's only been a couple days, but just how have you felt coming into this camp maybe compared to last year?
I mean, it's nice coming into a spot. You're already familiar with it. We have a bunch of new guys, but for the most part, all the personnel is kind of the same, the staff and stuff. So just nice to go to a familiar place, feel comfortable, and kind of know what to expect going into it.
I know a lot of the last year we talked to you, especially the second half of the year, is like, you know, you don't like to lose, you hate to lose. And what do you think of the changes? Do you feel like it's the right moves that Mike made to kind of bring in those changes to start to take that step forward that everybody's talking about?
Yeah, I mean, for sure. I think we have some guys in here that can help our group and help us contribute to the goals that we want and win some more games this year. I think we need to kind of take that next step and push towards that. And I think we have a good group.
How's it been sitting next to Revo and Tyler here? I know you were next to him.
Yeah.
Sounds like he's bringing that personality. What do you think of the addition of him? From a personality standpoint, do you feel like somebody like Revo was kind of needed in this room to kind of uplift it a little bit maybe?
I think we had a really good group, but I mean, he helps tremendously. Just the attitude he brings and the energy and just the way he treats everyone, I think it's really good for our room.
What's your impression of Michael Mesa so far?
He's awesome. Great kid. Great. We hung out a bunch before camp started, and he had to go to rookie camp, so I haven't seen him in a bit, but I think he's played really well, and it's fun to watch him.
What'd you learn about him off the ice?
Yeah, I mean, he's a great kid. He's just super humble, but he's an awesome guy.
And what's advice you give him to transition to, if he makes it, to the NHL as an 18-year-old?
Yeah, I think I mean, he'll figure it out. It takes some time. I think I told him what everyone told me. Just, I mean, try to learn every day. Just be prepared for the contact and. He'll be fine. Like, he'll be fine.
You got a chance, obviously, this summer, obviously starting with the World Championships, but then going to Calgary, part of the orientation camp. What did that mean to you, just being part of that, and what did you kind of take away from that experience?
That was an awesome experience. Any chance you get to represent your country, especially at the Olympics, I think it's super... it's something that you think about when you're a kid, and it means a lot. So I think just even being considered for a spot on that team, I think it's one of the hardest teams to make in hockey. And you never know what's going to happen, but I mean, just to be considered.
You spent quite a bit of time this summer with Sidney Crosby. What did that mean to you? What were some of the things maybe you tried to talk to him about adjusting your second year in the NHL, just things you tried to maybe learn from him?
I think with Worlds, and it was great just to talk to him, learn from him, just different experiences he's had, and even just to watch him, see how he approaches every day, some of the things he does, some of his habits. I think you don't really need to talk to someone like that to learn from him.
Success, but he had quite good things to say about you too, and you're what you've done so far and your approach to kind of thing. How much is that, you know, you look back and say, well, it's very nice of him to say kind of thing, right? This guy who's been a legend in hockey right now.
Yeah, I mean, he's an idol of mine growing up and someone I looked up to, so... Anytime you get compliments from your peers and people you play against, it definitely means a little bit more.
You were talking with Tyler Toffoli last week, and he said that you put a lot of pressure on yourself to help this team sort of get to where it needs to be. I mean, what are your own expectations for yourself and for this team this season?
I think it's pretty clear. When you're losing, it's no one's having fun. Like, as much as you try to look at the positives and learn from it and all that cliche stuff, I think it's not fun. It's not enjoyable when you lose. So I think the more we can kind of gel together and come together during this preseason, try to get as ready as we can for the start of the season, just have a really good start. I think that's big. And then, I mean, we just gotta kind of take it day by day.
How do you, Shrek is a guy to maybe see a lot of whether it's what Crosby says or some hype from social media. How do you kind of not let the hype not necessarily get to your head, but just kind of how do you deal with those sort of things where instead of, you know, you put a lot of pressure on yourself internally, but maybe that outside pressure. I mean, this vote saying you're gonna be the next face of the league. How do you deal with those sort of things?
I mean, the way I look at it, like, tomorrow I could have a bad day and people could be saying that I'm not, so it doesn't really matter. Like, there's a lot of opinions, a lot of people that say different things, and I mean, at the end of the day, in a month things could change and people could switch whatever they're thinking up. So I mean, I have a belief in myself and I know the player I am, and I know the time that I've put into it, and I think whatever people say, obviously, if it's from people you respect and look to, I think it means a little bit more, whether it's criticism or compliments. But I think just you can't really look into it too much because you got to stick to what you believe and how you approach every day.
How much did maybe, and you could say it could mean anything, but how much did maybe being around some of the Warriors, especially like Steph and Draymond during their like upbringing and how they dealt with some of the...
Really,
what?
Yeah, I wasn't really around.
Okay, yeah, I didn't think so. I thought I'd ask, yeah. But just like, you know, when you see those things, I mean, does it just, when you get on the ice, that just kind of disappears? Is that sort of the feeling you get when you're on the ice? You're going to just give your all? Is that kind of the way you approach things once you hit the ice? You don't worry about outside noise. It's kind of literally the glass keeps you in focused on hockey type thing.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think I really think about it away from the rink either. I mean, it's the kind of way we grew up. We all have social media and we see different things, but I mean, it doesn't really affect what I'm going to do the next day when I come to the rink or how I approach my next day. Like, it's not going to change anything, so I'm not going to let it bug me or change the way I think.
In your individual game, can you say anything that you focused on that you really want to improve going into this season?
I mean, there were a lot of things that I worked on this summer, and I mean, I just watched some film, and there's a lot to clean up. So, I mean, a big one is, I think I was minus 31 last year, which, I mean, isn't good. So that's got to change.
We're working a bit on face-offs, too. We saw you with Zenon Konopka today. So talk about working with him a little bit.
Yeah, no, he has a lot of great insight into draws. And, I mean, just talking to him for 10, 15 minutes, I think that helped a lot. And hopefully he's around the next couple days and learn a little bit more from him.
Last season, at the end of last season, when we talked to Mike Gurry, said that Will Smith was probably going to play center this year. Started camp, he's on your right wing. Just how happy or pleased are you to see your friend to be able to play with him on a line, hopefully into the season?
Yeah, I mean, I think last year when we played together, I think we ended the year together, and we had some really good chemistry. So I think we, if we stick together, I think. I mean, either way, I think we can create some offense.
And what does the Jeff Skinner add to that line?
Yeah, I mean, he's been around the league for a long time. I think, I mean, it's a 50 goal season, so he's a really good player, and I think he just adds that offensive piece, but also the he's been around, veteran, knows a lot about the game. So.
And is it true that you left Tyler Toffoli behind in the Rouse grind?
Yeah, it was his first time, so you got to give him a break.
What do you think of that?
We'll finish up here with Curtis.
Bobblehead there with the sleepover thing. Any thoughts on the sleepover bobblehead that are given out?
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy how big that thing got. I mean, we just did it for fun and then turned into all this, so yeah. It's pretty cool.
There's a lot of veterans in this room, a lot of leaders, but do you want to become maybe more of a leader on this team? I know, you know, obviously leader by example, maybe you're vocally too. Is that something you want to try to do this year too?
Yeah, I mean, I want to feel comfortable to kind of be myself and speak up when I want to, but I mean, obviously we have a couple Stanley Cup winners and guys who've been around for a long time, so I mean, you respect their voices and what they have to say, and I mean, they've just been along and they've seen a lot more stuff than me, so definitely gonna learn a lot from them.
You're asked this a little bit in Calgary about making the Olympic team. Is that also in the back of your mind as you kind of just go through this year, knowing that the evaluation is going to be starting right away, I guess?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that's, like I said, it's something I dreamed about as a kid, but I can't really control. All I can control is how I play and see if we can win some games at the start of the year here. So, I mean, I think if we're playing well as a team, I mean, I think it'll help that case.